Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is about sex. If you're faint-hearted or easily offended, you might not want to listen, but you should. Join me, Tracy Cox, and Kelsey Chittick as we share honest and real sex advice on this award-winning podcast.
Tracy is an international sex educator and author of lots of books about sex and relationships.
Kelsey is a podcaster, comedian, and author who is getting out of her comfort zone both in the bedroom and in these conversations.
Each week, we answer three anonymous sex and relationship questions sent in by you, our listeners. And nothing is off limits. Here's Sex Talk.
Welcome to Sex Talk. This is the last in the series, episode 10, already series 9. Can you believe that, Kelsey? I think I say that every single time, but I can't believe it. That's a hell of a lot of episodes. That's 90 episodes.
It's the best. And I have to say, like, I can't believe we've been doing this so long. And I know you did it with Zibby for a while, but it's my favorite part of the week.
Oh, and me too.
I mean, there's nothing better than talking about sex with you across the pond.
And I bet everybody would love to be online when we're talking before we record the podcast, but that will remain secret, won't it?
Forever. Well, good. I'm so glad we're here. I love the questions this week. I think, you know, and you and I have talked about this, but you know, you've talked about sex your whole life, but most of us haven't.
Yes.
And that's why this podcast works, because these aren't things we talk about it sometimes, but your expertise, sometimes I look at the questions and I'm like, oh, I know what I would say. But I really do appreciate that you have like data, because I'm not a real data person. I kind of go with my gut. But yeah. I'm glad, because I've learned stuff and it makes sense to me, because you actually have the ability to talk about something that most of us are uncomfortable talking about if we're not drunk or with our girlfriends in a really cool way. So,
well, I've been doing it for years, so hopefully I do know a thing or two. Can I just say before we start, I got a really nice email from, do you remember the guy whose wife said, I'm going to give you a sex pass? Mm-hmm. You can go out and do what you like. And then he was all really nervous. Well, he's ended up getting sex therapy. He went to a tantric course. He's going to a sex club, but not to do anything, to just observe. And he's really happy. And they're having much better sex because of it. So I was really, really happy about that. So thank you for writing in and telling us. We do love a good report back, but we're really thrilled that you're happy and that we helped. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Good for him. Maybe that's what I need to do. Go to a sex store, a sex show, but not touch anybody. I've got so much to do, so little time once these kids leave the house.
Okay. We'll have to organize you an itinerary.
Totally. All right. Let's start with our first question. When I first got together with my partner 4 years, we had lots of fun tying each other up. That stopped about a year ago, and I really miss it. So I asked if we could incorporate it back into our lovemaking. The very same night, I walked into the bedroom ready for bed, not even slightly in the mood for sex, and there was a tie on the bed. I asked him, what was it for? And he said, to tie me up. I was in my dressing room listening to a podcast, slippers on. How could he not see that that was not the time? I told him his timing was off, and I felt annoyed that he didn't get it. I don't want this to be a box that he's ticking. I want it to happen naturally, when we're both really turned on and in the mood. It's now been 2 months, and he hasn't initiated any tie-up sessions since. I don't understand why, when I was very clear it was what I wanted. Why doesn't he want to please me?
Well, first of all, I would say she gets a big pat on the back for two reasons. Number one, for asking for what she wants, having the courage to talk about sex, which is really good. And number two, because how long have they been together? 4 years. Two, for like being able to wanting to go back to that wild sex we had at the start, because so many people have it at the start and that start and that's it. It just goes away, never to be rediscovered. So that's brilliant that she's wanting to sort of continue on the creative sex. But why doesn't he want to please you? Well, he thought he was pleasing you by initiating it the very night of the day that you said it. To him, that would have been like, that's amazing. I'm really going to score brownie points here. So men are quite literal and straightforward. I don't think they read the room as well as a woman was. But instead of getting rewarded, he would have really thought he was going to be rewarded big time for this. But instead of not being rewarded, he gets basically told off for not reading the thing correctly. Mind you, if Miles dared to suggest sex when I've got my slippers on and listen to a podcast on the way to bed, it would be an absolute no. But he knows this. So I reckon your partner probably went to bed quite confused and just thought to himself, what the hell? She asked for something. I did it. How could I possibly have got this wrong? So, but the thing I will say to you, when our partner ask, when you ask somebody to change something or do something, you have to reward even the slightest effort. And a better way to deal with this would have been to go, wow, honey, you really did listen to this. You know, that's amazing. I'm so glad that you listened. Thanks so much for doing this, but I'm a bit tired tonight. Can we revisit it on the weekend? That would have been a better way to do it, I would have thought. He hasn't suggested it since because he's either embarrassed or humiliated or is thinking, sod off, you know, I tried my best and I got told off. So this is what I think she should do. Why doesn't she initiate it? Because she's very specific with what she wants done, where, how, you know, the mood, it's got to be done. So she's the best one to pick this. So why doesn't she say to him, look, you know, I said to you I wanted to do this and you should initiate it. How about I initiate it because I'm a bit fussy about when I want it done and I'll be able to tell the time. So I'll take the pressure off you and I'll do it. That's what I would suggest.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I don't have anything to add. I think that she has a really great guy.
Took it all. Sorry. Kelsey's looking at me like, can I say something? And I was like, no, I'm going to say everything.
Well, it's perfect. And I think, first of all, you have a great guy. And I do think I'm learning this just in general in dating at this age. We just overthink things and we have a whole story in our head that they haven't read yet. And so when we come to a moment or we ask for something, we have a whole thing that we haven't told them that plays out with it. And so what they do is they're very literal. So you're like, I'd like to be tied up. They're like, great, here's the tie. And you're like, no, I mean, I had music and I had dark and I had that, you know, it was going to be the night that I'd watch some sexy movie, but they had no idea. And so I think sometimes, not to bring my son into this podcast, but like, I feel bad for men because I do think that we have a whole story that they don't know about. And then they're so confused and they don't want to get in more trouble. So when you kind of freaked out, he just went like, okay. And then now he's like, I'll never bring that tie out again because he has no clue what he did wrong. He's literally like, wow, I don't get it. So I do think you go back to him and say, I'm sorry, I didn't explain more. I sometimes think that we know that what we want, you want exactly. And so, you know what? Good luck. I hope you decide when you're going to do it. Tell me how it is. You write back in and tell me about tying up. I'm really scared to do that.
It's really good. It's fantastic.
I have a nightmare of being like locked into something.
No,
I mean, them
no.
Leaving me there just naked for days.
But you've got to just use non-threatening things like, you know, like a soft scarf. Or I have a bondage kit in my range, which is a beginner's bondage kit. It's a Velcro.
You sent it to me.
I did. And it's Velcro. So it's very easy to get out of.
Oh, so you can get out of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can get out of it really. But it's a great experience because it's lovely to feel submissive, right? Like you're not in control. So they can do all the things you secretly want them to do, but you don't have to give permission. So that's the joy of it.
Brilliant.
And I think, you know, yeah, so that's what's great about it. But yeah, good for her. It's so funny because honestly, maybe also we should all come back as gay people, because I swear men think of things the same way men do and women. I would have read that.
Of course.
I would have known the minute she walked in the room with the slippers on that this wasn't the time, but and another woman would have. So if she was a lesbian lover, she probably would have gone, oh, sorry, darling. Picked the wrong
one. Yeah, because you imagine if she told this to a friend like you or somebody to me, or she said the story, we'd be like, well, why would he do that when you were watching a podcast? But men don't think that. They're like, you said tie. I said, they're very literal. So, okay. Next question. My husband and I have sex once every 2 months. We have two young kids, so that seemed about right to me. Recently, I used his computer and looked at his history and was quite shocked to see he'd been watching porn earlier that day while I was out. I'd be happy to have sex more often and feel insulted he preferred to masturbate to porn than have sex with me. Why didn't he ask? Should I confront him about this? I feel quite hurt.
All right, you go first.
First of all, you know, I'm not a checker of people's history, so I just would start with that. If you spend your life married to somebody that you are checking in that sense, I think it's going to be an unhappy life. I think we all deserve some privacy sexually and in life, and we all deserve to, even though we're married, to have our own things. And so I'm always concerned if people are overseeing someone. I look at my kids' stuff because that's my job, to make sure that I'm keeping them safe. I think when you have a husband that you trust and that you have children with, that we do have some level of ability to do what we want. And that has to do with masturbation. Privacy. That has to do with porn, if it's not getting in the way of anything, and that there's an understanding that people are in a safe spot around it. So that would be the first thing I would say. Second of, now you know. So as opposed to being mad at him, I probably wouldn't bring up that you looked at it, because that brings on a whole nother thing. And, you know, but you now know that he's obviously looking. So you might want to offer, hey, you know, we've been doing it very little, but now that the kids are a little bit older, I'm feeling a little more sexy and I feel better in my body. So what if we tried to make a goal of doing it 3 times a month? You know, would you be interested in that? And then also know that masturbation and porn, for some people, it's a release. It's nothing wrong with it. So I don't think you should be hurt. It has nothing to do with it. I've never, you know, they're two separate things to me. One is a complete physical release and one is an emotional connection.
Yeah. And that's exactly what I would be. I'm echoing everything you're going to say. Or you're not going to say, you said it. Everything you said, I echo. And I think that lots of guys, especially if she's got two young kids, would think it's the right thing to do to watch porn and look after themselves rather than hassle her for more sex. If he's not aware that she wants sex more. So rather than be hurt, he's probably trying to do the right thing, really. I think porn sex and sex with your partner are two utterly, completely different things, as you said. When he wants sex with you, he's got to find the right time to initiate, find the time when the kids aren't about, make sure you get adequate foreplay, look after your needs. It takes time and planning. Porn sex, you need 3 minutes, right? He literally needs 3 minutes. It's scratching an itch. It takes no effort. And so you can't compare the two. I think there's a big difference between having sex with your partner and then slipping off to the bathroom for a quick masturbatory session that lasts bloody 3 minutes or something. If it was happening a lot, fine, but it's not. I don't think there is a problem at all. So I would mention it, but I wouldn't use the word. I mean, the word confront is unnecessary because the poor guy hasn't done anything wrong. 95% of men look at porn at least, we've looked at these stats before. It's at least between 3 times a week, most I'd say 5 times a week. So your husband is normal. This is usual behavior. But I think you could bring it up. I think Kelsey's idea is good, to say, hey, by the way, just so you know, I'm up for more sex now the kids are a bit older. But you could say to him, you know, do you ever watch porn? What sort of porn do you watch? And turn it into a conversation about what sort of things you'd like to try together. Maybe you'd like to try some new things. Let him know how much you love sex with him and that you're up for some adventures. And just use it as a springboard. And if he says, you know, if you say, have you ever watched porn? He says, why are you asking? You could say, just because I read something that, you know, 95% of men watch it. I was listening to a podcast and I just wondered whether you did. And if she does, say, yeah, I do. I wonder whether she does, though. And I wonder whether she masturbates, because anyone who masturbates knows not to compare a masturbation session to sex with your partner, don't you? 100%.
One's literally completely a physical release, and one is an emotional connection. They're totally different. Totally different.
I think so. So I don't think she should be hurt at all. I think this is very normal behavior, and great that she's up for more. I think that it's a win-win, really. He's going to be thrilled when he knows you're up for more sex, and you can just relax and not think about it and don't look at his history. Honestly, even the thought of picking up Miles's phone and looking at things makes my heart beat so fast. I don't want to discover anything.
I never looked at anything. And my husband was a real dog, I'm sure, at some parts of his life that I was. But I trusted him, and we believed in each other, that we trusted each other. But we also believed that we were human beings having our own separate experience. And so you can have privacy. You can do things without them knowing everything. We're not merged into one person. You don't own the person and you don't own what they do. You can have discussions about what you are willing to put up with and what you want in your life and your marriage, and some couples are like, we don't do porn. That's our agreement. And so if that's your agreement and you've spoken of it, and then they cross that line, then there's a discussion to be had, because there's a disconnect or there's a discrepancy. But yeah, I don't ever check anybody's anything. My children's, yes.
Yes. So what age will you stop checking?
I'm done now.
Right. Oh, okay. So how old are they now?
16 and 19 almost.
Right. So 16 was the cutoff, was it?
Yeah. I mean, I think because we're able to talk about it enough, we can talk about porn, we can talk about sex, we can talk, there's so much discussion about it in our home that they know where I stand, and I'm not here to police them. They're good kids. They have good, if something started to be weird or I noticed them changing, then of course I would look into that for sure. But as long as they are kind, service-oriented, loving, funny kids that do their school, do their sports, I'm not going to sit there. And I mean, I don't think you can stop it either. So this idea that we can control all this stuff at a certain point.
Yeah, forget it.
So, anyway.
Forget it. It makes me laugh. Like, I've got friends who, they know what I do and I'm really close to them. And then they'll talk about their kids who are like 18 and they'll go, yeah, no, they wouldn't never have tried dope or, no, I'm sure they've never had oral sex. It's like, oh my God, how can you be so clear-sighted about everybody but your own children?
No oral sex.
But you just can't think of them as grown up, I think. Intellectually they do, and school-wise they do, but not sexually.
It's really hard to think of that, so you just don't. That's what I say. That's just not my role in their life. And I remember being 15 and sick. I always just go back to where I was, and I assume they're doing what I was doing, and I turned out okay.
Mm. They're not doing what you were doing. They're probably doing far less.
But way less. We talk about that all the time. What I was doing at 15, I mean, it was just, there was nothing else to do.
Exactly. Had we had Netflix, it would have been a different matter.
Oh my God. I watched Addison was watching a Game of Thrones and I was like, you don't need porn. You just turn on Netflix. I mean, it's way more sexual than.
Yeah, that was pretty intense, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's very intense. So, okay. Here we go. Last question.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yes, a very interested one. Very interesting.
Okay. Hey, Tracy, I love you and the show so much. I've been a fan since the Zibby and Tracy days. I'm a 29-year-old female and I have a hard time orgasming. I've done a lot of research and listened to many of your podcasts. I bought the toys and my partner is patient and generous. There is no good reason I shouldn't be successful. When I am able to orgasm, I have to tighten the muscles in my legs and lower abdomen. I also hold my breath. I read online that this is called a tension orgasm and that the best fix is to relearn the way I orgasm. I've tried, but the sensation won't even begin to build unless my legs are flexed. I can vibrate stroke for an hour or more and never feel an ounce of arousal. What gives?
First of all, I don't know where she found the tension orgasm thing, but it's basically not describing what she is doing. And thank you for the compliments, by the way. That was very nice of you to say that. But what I'm intrigued about with this is at what point did this poor woman decide that she was abnormal and had a problem? Because this is very normal behavior to hold your breath. It's very normal behavior to tense the muscles in your buttocks, in your thighs, in your abdomen. And in fact, most women tense their bodies when they have a climax. Because, you know, when an orgasm starts to happen, all the blood rushes to the genitals and it creates pressure. And it's a natural body reaction to tense against that pressure. So all that's happening is this completely normal thing. Tensing actually makes for a better orgasm. So far from trying not to do it, you're better off continuing with what she's doing. This is only a problem if, you know, her muscles hurt because she's squeezing so much, or if she's squeezing her partner's head, or, you know, if there's some kind of obvious flaw to this. But otherwise, she doesn't need fixing because there is no fixing to be done. The thing is, like, you know, she's able to orgasm. She just needs to flex her legs. This is not a partner unfriendly thing. It's something that you can incorporate into sex with your partner. So it's not a problem in that way. If she's talking about, you know, slow arousal, which is what I'm reading. Did you get that impression she was talking about that?
Well, it took her a long time.
Yeah, it took her a long time. So all the things that she did for so long, who the hell does something for an hour without a response? 10 minutes. And if you don't get a response, stop it. You're putting too much pressure on yourself. Go back and do all of those things, the vibration, the stroking, the oral sex, everything with your great partner while flexing your legs. And then you might find that, you know, everything, you know, happens really fast because this flexing of the legs is your orgasm trigger. Your body doesn't understand that it has to orgasm until you give it that signal. So if you start flexing your legs early and then have all this lovely stimulation, you won't have to wait an hour and you can just be, you know, aroused in 5 to 10 minutes. And seriously, please take the pressure off yourself. This is just... this, if only you knew, it's quite common. I get lots of questions like this from women saying, oh my God, there's something wrong with me. I have to tense this, that, or the other. It is normal. There is nothing that needs fixing. But if you want to also up the speed of your arousal, try a stronger vibrator. Maybe your vibrator is not strong enough. Add a bit of erotica. So basically step up the stimulation, but just do it while you're flexing your legs. There is nothing wrong with this at all.
Yeah, I would say too that everybody has something that they know can trigger something. You just, and yours is your legs. People might be at the spot. Some people might be a thought. Everybody has something that goes, like you said, I'd never thought of it that way, that it triggers that, okay, this is what we're going to do. Mm. And so that's why people have certain preferences that they go to quickly because they know it works. You have a preference that you know it works. You just have somehow decided that you think it's weird. It's not weird.
Mm, that's exactly right.
Let tensing your legs be the wildest thing you have to do. You know, other people have to do a lot of other stuff to get turned on. So,
well, exactly.
Give yourself a break.
Yeah, I think so too. One of the shows that I did on TV was called The Sex Inspectors. And one girl in that show could only orgasm when she was lying on her own, lying on the front, like lying on her front on the bed with a piece of silk that she would rub against her clitoris. Now, that's partner unfriendly. That's that difficult partner. To break her out. But having to tense your legs is not. Please don't let me tell you that.
I need music. You know, all God's children have problems. Like you give me a dead silent room and it's going to be hard for me.
Yeah.
No pun intended. So that's it. Great questions. And
yes. So we will see you in a month. We always take a month off between episodes, seasons. God, I'm all over the place today, but I think I'm making sense regardless. So we always have a month off. So we will see you in a month.
Yep. Great talking to everybody. Have a good day.
Bye. Thanks for listening to Sex Talk. If you'd like your question answered on the show, send it to us at sextalkpod.com. So that's sextalkpod.com. You'll find info about my books, sex products, and more sex advice at tracycox.com. And that's Tracy with an E. My two sex toy ranges are sold online through lovehoney.com. Super Sex is for everyone, and Edge is designed for men who want to enhance their performance. If you like this podcast, please send it to your friends and rate and review wherever you listen to your podcast.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.